Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Election denier defeated in Arizona.
Lake said, quote, "Arizonans know BS when they see it."
Trump set for 2024 announcement.
I will very, very, very probably do it again, okay?
Shock and sadness at UVA.
A really dear friend of mine was one of the victims. He was much more than a football player.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. 1 week after Election Day, CBS News projects Democrat Katie Hobbs will be the next governor of Arizona, a defeat for one of the favorites of former President Trump, election denier Carrie Lake. CBS's Christina Ruffini.
As the vote count continued throughout the week, Lake complained without evidence that Arizona officials had botched and slow-rolled the results, an accusation the Republican elections chief in Maricopa County called offensive. Now, Lake needed a strong showing with late-counted ballots in highly populated counties like Maricopa, but the numbers favored Hobbs. Now, under Arizona law, a recount is triggered when a candidate loses by half a percentage point or less. At this point, it looks like Lake will not meet that threshold.
CBS's Major Garrett has the latest on Trump's political future. An announcement tonight expected to put him into the GOP presidential field for 2024.
A very big announcement. You're going to be so happy.
This preview of coming attractions has been going on for months. It was supposed to be supercharged by a blockbuster Republican midterm. But for Republicans, the midterms were a flop. Reviews of former President Trump, scathing.
Donald Trump kept saying, "And we're going to be winning so much, we'll get tired of winning. I'm tired of losing." I mean, that's all he's done.
Trump must also confront pointed criticism from former Vice President Mike Pence, one of many potential 2024 GOP rivals.
Do you believe that Donald Trump should ever be president again?
That's up to the American people. But I think we'll have better choices in the future.
Trump must also contend with a new reality. Two rising GOP governors, Florida's Ron DeSantis and Virginia's Glenn Youngkin, courting donors with an eye toward denying him the nomination. Trump, though wounded, retains key advantages, nearly $100 million in campaign funds, a full digital operation, and support at state and local party levels.
The House committee investigating the Capitol attack says Trump has failed to comply with its subpoena. It called for deposition testimony by yesterday at the latest.
Former President Trump could be, theoretically, charged with contempt, just like Steve Bannon. But it's unlikely that that will really happen because there are so many steps in between.
Legal analyst Lori Levinson says Trump filed a suit last week to try to avoid being compelled to testify or turn over documents. President Biden is at the G20 summit in Indonesia. The war in Ukraine was front and center today.
Ukraine's president compares the retaking of Kherson to the Allied landing in France on D-Day. And in a video address to the G20 summit, Volodymyr Zelensky said while the fight to drive Russia out of his country continues, global powers should keep the pressure on Moscow to bring a just end to the war. Speaking with reporters, Russia's foreign minister accused Zelensky of dragging out the war, refusing to negotiate. The White House hopes most countries at this summit will sign a statement condemning Russia, but the draft of the statement reportedly noting that different countries here have different views. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Bali.
Mr. Biden did not attend a G20 dinner as scheduled. The White House said he, quote, had a long day. Now to the University of Virginia. CBS's Catherine Herridge has the latest on the campus shooting that left three student football players dead and a former player in custody.
Students laid flowers at a makeshift memorial to their classmates.
They were really important to the UVA community.
As an eyewitness to the shooting comes forward.
They just kept coming more and more gunshots. We thought he was going to shoot everyone in the bus.
Sophomore Ryan Lynch says the suspect, Christopher Darnell Jones Jr., confronted one of the football players.
He was like, "You guys are always messing with me."
The suspect's father, Christopher Jones Sr., said the last time he talked to his son, he seemed paranoid.
Why did it have to get this far? He could have called me.
Near the University of Idaho campus, four students were found dead in a home. The deaths have been labeled homicides, but police say there is no active risk to the community. Walmart has agreed to pay $3.1 billion to state, local, and tribal governments in the opioid crisis.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
The Department of Transportation is fining Frontier Airlines and five foreign carriers more than $7 million for delaying refunds for so long that they violated consumer protection rules. The airlines are paying back more than $600 million to customers. The FBI says it believes threats earlier this year against historically black colleges and universities are believed linked to a single juvenile who has already been prosecuted in another case. There were more than 50 racially motivated threats. The United Nations projects the world's population will hit 8 billion today. Population Institute CEO Kathleen Mogulgaard.
It took all of human history until about the year 1800 for the world's population to reach 1 billion.
Much of the growth in recent years comes from developing nations in Africa. In East Africa, meantime, Somalia is struggling with severe drought and famine. As we hear from CBS's Deborah Pata.
A severely malnourished child is hospitalized every minute in Somalia, and after more than 2 years of drought, there is nothing to eat. Baby Fatun opens her mouth to cry, but there are no tears, only a silent scream. Moments later, another new arrival and another emergency. Two-year-old Malyun is dying. Her oxygen level should be close to 100, but the reading is just 37. These scenes take a mental toll on the medical staff, says Dr. Saeed Yusuf.
We sometimes have nightmares.
And those nightmares keep coming back. Deborah Patter, CBS News, Baidoa, Somalia.
Jay Leno says he just needs a week or two to get back on his feet. He suffered serious burns from a gasoline fire. The former Tonight Show host has an extensive car collection. There's health news about Grammy-winning singer Roberta Flack. A representative for her says the 85-year-old Flack has ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, and can no longer sing and has trouble speaking.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
A new world record holder has been sharing his secrets on how he came to solve the most ever Rubik's Cubes in 24 hours.
George Scully's fingers fly as he solves a Rubik's Cube in 12 seconds. The lanky 20-year-old Londoner just solved 6,931 cubes in 24 hours, demolishing the previous world record.
It's kind of like muscle memory, but yeah. Applying muscle memory.
Muscle memory and memorizing the algorithms behind those brightly colored squares.
Just to solve it, you only need to know about four or five, but I know about kind of 1,000. 1,000 or so.
Scully also holds the record for most Rubik's Cubes solved on a skateboard. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Tennis star Novak Djokovic is set to be granted a visa to play in January's Australian Open. A 3-year exclusion period is being waived for the 21-time Grand Slam singles champ. A long legal battle over his COVID vaccination status kept him out of this year's event. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert. And I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.